This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Pay for stuff by waving a mobile phone at a cash register. Apple's version of that was unveiled with much fanfare this month. But there may be a problem, and that problem is not a technical one, but a business one. It has emerged that some big retailers, Rite Aid and CVS, have turned Apple Pay off. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
The drugstore chains apparently favor a rival system to Apple Pay that'll be rolled out next year by a group of major retailers, including Walmart, Target, Best Buy, and others. That system will bypass credit card companies, accessing a customer's debit card and bank account instead, says analyst Ben Schachter at Macquarie Securities.
And it certainly feels like they're going to push to disintermediate not only Apple and Google, but also the credit card companies as well, which they clearly do not like paying those credit card fees.
But consumers may not be too happy because Apple's system, which requires a smartphone wave and a fingerprint, offers a high level of financial security, says Anindya Ghosh at NYU's business school.
It's encrypted completely and it's secured, and so the chances of a fraud are just dramatically reduced.
Apple Pay also keeps customer purchasing data more private, but the rival store chains want that data to push coupons and special deals to customers on their smartphones. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.